The sin tax regime in India offers no Sunday rest for manufacturers in the most scrutinized sectors of the economy. Today marks the mandatory monthly deadline for manufacturers of tobacco, jarda, and pan masala to file Form CEPMT-01 on the CBIC portal. This is the heartbeat of the India Tobacco and Pan Masala Tax 2026 protocols, marking a permanent shift from taxing what you sold to taxing what your machines can pack. The capacity-based levy, no more ghost production, the 2026 enforcement logic is designed to close the loophole of unreported sales. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, now calculates your tax floor based on physical machine capacity, not just self-reported invoices. Machine link duty. Your tax liability is predetermined by the number of packing machines registered in your facility. The sealing rule. Any machine not in use must be officially sealed by a revenue officer. An unsealed machine is legally presumed to be operating at 100% capacity for the entire month. 11:59 p.m. cutoff. Missing tonight's deadline triggers an immediate, non-discretionary interest calculation. Automated interest. The cost of delay under the India Tobacco and Pan Masala Tax 2026 rules, the system doesn't wait for a human auditor to issue a notice. At the stroke of midnight, the following formula is applied. Interest equals unpaid tax amount x interest rate x days of delay. 365 interest rate. Currently fixed at 18% per annum. Days of delay. Calculated from the first minute past the deadline. Strategic impact. 2025 versus 2026 enforcement feature legacy production tax 2026 capacity-based standard primary tax base declared sales output total machine packing capacity verification method manual audit of invoices real-time machine registration penalty trigger after assessment notice immediate system-generated compliance focus inventory management machine status and sealing records a mechanical audit the CBIC's approach is now purely mechanical. By tying liability to physical hardware, the government has simplified its audit process while placing the full burden of proof on the manufacturer. If your production was lower than your capacity, but those machines weren't officially decommissioned in the portal, you are paying the maximum rate. Today's deadline is the final gatekeeper for your Q2 cash flow.